Hi, I'm Lynn Warfel, welcoming you backstage with the New World Symphony. This week we go backstage to meet Ingrid Hagen. She's a third-year bassoon fellow from Springfield, Vermont. Ingrid's an extremely down-to-earth Renaissance woman, as her interests beyond music include snowboarding and scuba diving. Ingrid recalls her personal timekeeping had a whole lot to do with becoming a bassoonist in the first place.
I started on the flute, and then I went to Interlochen Arts Camp. I wanted to learn saxophone, and, you know, I was late on the first day, and they didn't have saxophone, so they gave me bassoon. And so it was just by chance, by me being late, that I have this, like, career in bassoon.
Not only did Ingrid find her instrument by accident, she found New World Symphony simply because she wanted to keep up with a good friend.
I actually didn't know that much about New World Symphony because I wasn't really searching in college for an orchestra to play in. I was just kind of like going through college and trying to be normal. One of my good friends here, Tim Dodge, who's a clarinetist in the orchestra, it's his second year, but we were really, really good friends at Manhattan School. And he was hanging out with me one night, we were just watching TV, and he was like, you know, I'm going to audition for the New World Symphony. He told me about it, and he's like, you know, you should just audition. You know, they probably won't take you, but you should audition. Audition just for fun. You could get on the sub list. So I didn't want to be left out. So I took the audition when they had it in New York, and I got in, and he didn't. So he was really mad at me, and I owe him huge. But he got in the year later, so it's okay now.
And after 3 years at New World Symphony working with Michael Tilson Thomas, Ingrid can see a huge difference in her music making.
I'm definitely ready for a job, and New World has definitely prepared me for that. I can't even begin to explain the difference in my playing since I've gotten here. It is crucial to have experience playing in orchestra every day and practicing every day and being with your colleagues that are in the same boat as you. But, I mean, really, we are performing a different concert every week, and we're getting coaches and conductors that are the best in the world, and all that experience is making me really succeed in taking auditions. Like with MTT, he comes to rehearsal, and the way he explains things and ideas that he wants in the music, it's so different than just talking to a normal person. I mean, he will break out into song. You know, he'll start singing a show tune, and then 5 seconds later, he'll have this, like, demonic laugh going. And it's like a cackle. Like, the man is a sound machine. It's so entertaining, but you listen to everything that he's saying more than you probably would just, like, a normal conductor or person.
Although Ingrid Hagen has a lot of interests outside of music, there are a couple of memorable moments when she knows she's in just the right place at exactly the right time.
Last year, we did Tchaik 5. And it was, again, at the Adrian Arsch Center, which is, you know, it's this great big hall. And it was packed full of people. And, you know, Tchaik 5 starts out, it's so quiet. You could hear a pin drop in that place. And made this huge atmosphere. It was really, really amazing because you could just tell everybody was waiting and like had this, you know, exciting energy waiting for what was going to happen next. And making that scene for people, you know, painting that picture for people is really, really gratifying. One of the first, very first pieces that I played in youth orchestra was Barber, School for Scandal. I was so overwhelmed by how beautiful the music was, and it was energetic and melancholy and just gorgeous all at the same time. And I remember having that moment where I was like, oh my God, like, I'm going to start crying or I'm going to start dancing. I don't know what I'm feeling. I'm 16. Like, this is amazing. We played it here at New World this year, and it's the first time that I've played it since I played it in youth orchestra. It's like 8 years later, and I got exactly the same feeling that I did with the first time that I played it. It was making me giddy, you know. It was magical, and it was just kind of an affirmation for me that I was doing the right thing, continuing with music.
Ingrid Hagen, third-year bassoonist with New World Symphony, also passionate scuba diver and snowboarder. I'm Lynn Warfel. Please join us again next week backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida 89.7 and 101.9 in the Palm Beaches.